Where's my lemonade?
I didn't get it.
It's a fitting swan song to your career as a waitress, to forget my order one last time.
Do you think quitting my job was a mistake?
Do you see me drinking lemonade?
No, I'm serious.
Why do you ask?
Because Leonard just pissed me off. Am I being an idiot or not?
No, I don't think you are.
Really?
The best way to achieve a goal is to devote 100% of your time and energy to it. Now, when I decided I was going to be a physicist, I didn't take some other job in case it didn't work out. Which wasn't easy, because there was a lot of pressure from Miss Pearson for me to be chalk monitor that year.
Thank you, I needed to hear that. Why can't Leonard understand it?
Because he's not like us, Penny. We're dreamers.
Yeah, I need to start cracking the window when I leave you in the car.
Hey.
Hello, Bert.
So anyway, there's this big rock and mineral show next week in Santa Monica.
Listen, Bert, before you say anything else, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, this is awkward. You thought I was going to ask you to go with me to the mineral show.
Weren't you?
Yeah.
That's very nice of you, but I do have a boyfriend.
That's what you all say. You just don't want to go out with me because I have an off-putting personality.
No, that's not true. My boyfriend has an off-putting personality too, like way worse than you.
Don't worry. I'm used to it. I mean, I'm big and weird and funny looking and no one ever wants to do anything with me.
Don't say that.
It's okay. I know I'm a monster.
No, Bert, come on. I'd love to go to the mineral show with you.
Sweet. It's a date.
No, it's not.
Too late.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't seen this many people in my store since that Korean church bus crashed through my front window.
Stuart!
Jesse?
Haven't seen you in forever. Look how gray you've gotten.
My hair's exactly the same color as always.
No, I was talking about your skin.
Look, my friend here needs a comic book.
Oh, and she went into your store by mistake. Good thing there was no one there to see you.
What do you need?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got this. Right over here.
Even you, sweatpants?
From popcorn.
Can I offer you a coffee? Espresso, latte? Mm-hmm. How about you, Stu? Mocha, scone, directions to the nearest soup kitchen?
Hey!
No, I'm just kidding. He knows where the soup kitchen is.
It's on Martin Avenue.
I don't think I like the way you're treating my friend.
Sorry. You want the book or not?
Not from you. Let's go, Stuart.
You know something, Jesse? You may have a successful business and the kind of pink complexion that comes with good nutrition. But I have something more important.
What's that?
Friendship. Which I would trade in a heartbeat for all this.
Mineral and rock show. That would be awful even without Bert.
So what am I supposed to do now?
Prepare your uterus for his gigantic offspring?
This isn't funny. I'm gonna have to tell him the truth, that even if I didn't have a boyfriend, I wouldn't be interested in him.
Oh, I've heard those words so many times from Linda Nozenchuk, Tammy Rosenworcel.
Padma Kapoor, Neha Chaudhry.
Marcy Grossman, Lisa Mazzarino.
Megan Pincus.
Tammy Cho.
Oh, who's that girl from our Starbucks?
Arlene Russell.
Yes, Arlene. She wrote No Way on Bota Cappuccinos.
Poor Bert. That guy's got a rough afternoon ahead of him.
Well, how would you want a girl to tell you she wasn't interested?
I guess I'd like her to sit me down, look me in the eye, and say, I was wrong, I love you. Oh, and then maybe she could touch me in a special way.
That's how you reject a guy.
Okay, I don't have time for this. I'm just gonna go find him and be brutally honest.
No, oh, don't.
He'd be so upset. He'd probably climb up the Empire State Building and start swatting at planes.
You want us to talk to him?
Really? You would do that?
Sure. We've both been in his shoes. We'd let him down with compassion and respect.
Thank you.
Let's go.
So we tell him she's a lesbian.
Of course we tell him she's a lesbian.
And hold 3, 2, 1. Very good. Now let's try warrior 2. And hold.
I've read that there are great yogis who have such mastery over their bodies, they can draw water in through their genitals.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're gonna get to do that today.
Too bad. Seems like a good way to drink a milkshake without getting brain freeze.
Oh, hey.
Now we go to reverse warrior.
How did she get you to do yoga?
Well, to be honest, I thought she said Yoda.
I'm helping him relax because, unlike you, he supports me.
Oh, how many times do I have to say it? I support you.
Sheldon, take a break.
Namaste.
Okay, if you support me, what was with that phone call?
Fine, I'm not sure you should have quit. But if you care so much what I think, why didn't you ask me before you did it?
Oh, so now I need your permission? Would you have asked me before you quit your job?
Yes. I thought we were in the kind of relationship where we make decisions together. If I'm wrong, then maybe we need to talk about the kind of relationship we're actually in.
Yeah, well, maybe we do.
Well, I'm willing to if you guys are.
Can we please have some privacy?
No. I'm as much a part of this relationship as you two. I think it's high time we put all our cards on the table. Yeah, for example, where is this going? Are you two ever getting married? And if so, where will we all live? Have you thought about that?
No.
What, Penny?
Okay, wait, what are we doing?
For some reason, we're planning a future where we both live with Sheldon forever.
No, good. Now we're getting somewhere.
I know you think I'm being reckless, and you might be right, but I need to take this shot.
Yeah, no kidding. Despite what it says on her resume, she is no longer 22.
I swear, I am on your side.
You keep saying you're on my side, but you don't act like it.
He does that to me, too. Why do we put up with it?
Listen, I could never do what you're doing, okay? I would be terrified.
Well, it's scary for me, too.
I'm fine with it.
My point is, just because I couldn't do it doesn't mean you shouldn't, and I'm proud of you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, to celebrate this reconciliation, let's all share a milkshake. Penny, you'll need a straw.
You're back.
Yes, I am. There's a few more things I want to say to you. Stuart Storr is just fine, and he's a much nicer person than you are, and if you still have that comic, I'd like to buy it right now.
No problem. Oh, you want a latte while you wait?
No, I don't want a latte. I want a cappuccino and a blueberry scone.
I only have chocolate chip.
Well, that sounds even better.
Thanks for coming to the Mineral and Rock Show with me.
We're sorry Amy didn't want to go.
Really, really sorry.
We need her when I have you guys. Rock show, rock show, rock show. Rock show, rock show, rock show.
Rock shot!